Good morning. It is 10:22 here on 980 WCAP, and you are tuning into the second segment today of Chamber Chat with the Great Lowell Chamber of Commerce. I'm Danielle McFadden, president of the Chamber. We just talked to Jonathan Athanas from the Arbors in Draycott, and now we have Marsha Pizak here. How are you, Marsha?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me here,
So
Danielle.
Happy to have you here. You're
Thank
one of our
you.
Newest members.
Yes.
And you've already gotten involved. You're on the radio. You've come to a couple of events, so...
It's wonderful. It's wonderful being part of the community. It really is.
We love when people join and then they get involved because that's when you get the most out of it. And we get to know you.
And all the members are really welcoming and warm, and the energy is very encouraging and wonderful.
Well, thank you. Yes, we are very blessed with wonderful members. Yesterday, we were leaving our Distinguished Young Professionals Awards, and Dot Richards was walking out with us, who's on the board, and Amanda Claremont, who's the chair of our community, our Young Professionals Committee. And I said, thank you for everything that you do. It takes a village to raise a chamber. Like, I really feel that way. So thank you for being part of the village.
My pleasure.
So we're here to talk about your coach, and you're focusing primarily on divorce.
Yes.
So let's talk about what you do as a divorce coach.
Okay. So my focus is women. So I coach women through divorce. And really, I'm their partner. I partner with women to get through all of the ups and downs, emotions, decision-making through divorce. You know, nobody gets married to get divorced, right? And many times we're not prepared for it. And there's a lot of decision making that goes into it. It really literally affects everything in your life, potentially. So from the logistics, it can affect your housing, you know, where you're going to live, certainly your money. There's a lot of financial implications. Many times if women are not working or not working full time, it can affect their jobs. So they're real tangible logistical things. Divorce also affects relationships. So not only are you evolving a relationship with a soon-to-be or ex-husband, but also your friends, your neighbors, teachers, colleagues, and sometimes, and even your ex's family, who you may have, you know, in a long marriage, a long relationship with. So everything's really shifting. And lastly, I think divorce affects our identity for sure as women. So, you know, you have an identity as a married mom, and you've built a life around being married, and all of a sudden you're decoupling from that. And so it's really, it's common and it's natural to say, oh my gosh, you know, who am I in this role? And those are hard emotions sometimes to navigate. And through all of those changes that go on, it's a very fluid process. You have a lot of emotion, right? Emotions are high, particularly if it was a divorce. Even if you wanted it, it might not have been planned. You know, it could be unexpected. You know, the emotions in the beginning, you're raw. You could experience guilt. You know, again, if you're a parent, you didn't think that that was, you know, you were going to have that for your kids. I'm a child of divorce, and also my 16-year marriage ended when my kids were in fourth and sixth grade. So, I understand all of the emotions. So it can be guilt. It can be embarrassment. I was one of the only one in my circle of friends to get divorced. So there's embarrassment. There's shame. We tend to, even if we're confident in our jobs, it can rattle your confidence and your self-esteem. And while this is all happening, everything seems like it's out of control and you're in a spin cycle. So as a divorce coach, I really get in there with the woman step by step, because it's a zigzaggy process, and help slow down the spin cycle and help the women feel like, yes, you still have control. You're still a person.
Yep.
And while you might be, you know, dealing with a lot of crises and decision making, just slow it down so your decisions are more thoughtful. So at the end of this, you know, you're going to be able to build a life that you choose, even if it wasn't the one that you originally planned on. So there's healing that comes with that, the healing and the rebirth, so to speak.
When you first started talking, you talked about making decisions. There's a lot of decisions.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, how can you do that when you're like so emotional, but you're forced to do it, but you just walk through the whole process, and why it's so helpful to have somebody kind of alongside you that it's more of a voice of reason, not somebody that's going to get emotional, like a friend.
Right.
The friend could be like, oh, you know what, forget him. And, you know, that might not be the most helpful thing for you.
So that's an interesting, I get that question all the time, right? So as women, we do have friends and we have family that we rely on. Mm-hmm. And that's really important. When someone goes through something that's really, again, changes everything, right? Your whole life. It's good to get the support system in place. And certainly friends and family are part of that. And friends and family come to us from a position of love. They love us. They want the best for us. So they're really getting in the box with you, right? Yeah. They're empathizing and they're giving advice and they're telling you what they think might be good for you. And what happens many times is women don't even know what's good at that time. We're still spinning. Mm-hmm. So what a coach does is we're not in the box necessarily, we're objective. And so a coach asks a lot of questions during the coaching session that helps the woman kind of think about what they want. Because when you're in crisis mode, you're reacting, you're very reactive mm-hmm. and emotional, and you're venting certain coaches, you know, you vent to coaches too, but coaches' real purpose is to help you understand what you really want. And a friend is there to support you, but they love you and they're going to think what's good, best for you.
Yeah.
Where what's best for you might not align with what the friend thinks.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
definitely.
So it's a way to really keep yourself in counsel all the time as you're figuring out all the puzzle pieces, which again, it takes time. And I say mm-hmm. to clients all the time, it takes time. Give yourself patience, and be patient with the process. It's not an A to Z process. There's a back and forth. The emotions, you could feel like you're fine for a week, and then all of a sudden it taps you on the shoulder and says, you know, you're going through a divorce, and then the freak out starts all over again. But again, it's to bring you back to that reality, acknowledge, go through those emotions and say, okay, what do I need? What do I want to move forward? How do I see this playing out, even if it's not what I want? Mm-hmm. And it's really, and the self-compassion is huge. It's very important to forgive yourself. It's common to look back on the marriage, look at the mistakes that you made. Everybody makes mistakes in everything they do. And the other thing I remind women of is, you know, you're not supposed to be good at it. I had a client say, what are the rules? I don't know how to do this. And she was very in control of her life. And this was a 30-year marriage that, you know, the husband said, you know, I'm done, out of left field. And it not only sent her in a spin cycle, but she wanted to follow rules. And, you know, my answer is there aren't any rules other than the legal ones, you know,
the ones that
you're not supposed
to
do bad things.
You have to sign the document.
And you don't have to do bad things to the other person. Yeah. However, you know, the rules are as you go and as, you know, as you make them and you experiment and you try and you make sure you think about how that feels emotionally. So then you can make a conscious decision the next time. And mm-hmm. in her example, you know, her last child was in college and he said, you know, I'd like to go to dinner, the three of us, because the daughter was home. And she felt, you know, this is good for the family and for the daughter. And she went. And when I asked her how it went, she said, you know, I was uncomfortable the entire time. It felt weird. And she didn't like it. And so we talked about, well, what would serve you better, going or not going? And so coaching is about sort of me asking those questions, empowering questions, mm-hmm. where the person who's really struggling can take a step back and think about it and then make a conscious decision the next time.
Yeah.
But it's always good to put your foot in and try and then decide how it feels, as opposed to staying on which again is natural to stay on this, you know, roller coaster of emotions.
I'm sure too, when you're thinking of your kids, like she probably went to dinner and said, this is good for my kid.
Exactly.
But like if you're distraught, then your kid's not going to be happy seeing mom upset, you know, so that must be really difficult.
Yeah, and it can also depend on the age of the child. What works in a divorce mm-hmm. with young children is different than an older child as well. So again, you know, the process has repercussions for a long time, and it's really navigating through and being self-aware enough. So it's coaching is all about getting unstuck and moving forward, and a big, big part of that is being self-aware. And we all think we are self-aware until someone asks us questions that we haven't thought about, which is, you know, so when you're doing that, what's that costing you? How does that feel to you? What do you need to get that done? What would help you to get to the other side of that? And friends and family don't ask those questions, you know? And we give advice and all of that. So this is just a different way to kind of bring the focus back on yourself and make decisions about what you want.
I bet you wish that you had a coach, right?
I do.
Like, you're like, why couldn't there have been me out there?
I do. And I think it's a wonderful, wonderful time for women right now. So I've been divorced 17 years. And I was married for 16, and you run to the lawyer. You have no idea the logistics, what's going to happen next. It's a very scary process, and it still amazes me to this day that so many of us are divorced. And yet when you hear stories, everyone, I'll focus on the women, talk about the fear. I mean, the fear of being alone, the fear of where am I going to live? What am I going to do? I can't afford two households. How do I tell my friends? This is embarrassing. And so many times back then, I got the divorce, the lawyer and a therapist, right? And the difference, this is another question I get, the difference between therapy and coaching is therapy is wonderful. They focus on the why questions, right? Why do you think this happened? It's kind of reviewing the past and the history. And while coaching, absolutely, we go there and we coach from the inside out. What fears, limiting beliefs, did you hold during your marriage where you might have done things differently? But really, we're focused on moving it forward. But I do think it's wonderful for women because there are so many resources, and it's important as a woman to get that team in place. The lawyer, a therapist, a coach, a financial advisor, meditation is available, yoga. And, 17 years ago, it wasn't as talked about. Self-compassion wasn't talked about. Forgiveness of yourself.
Yeah.
I just focused on my kids. I didn't even think about myself.
Yeah.
And yet that's really important. And the work you do up front when you're ready to do that saves you years of time afterwards. Mm-hmm. It really puts the building blocks in place to move forward. And at the end of each coaching session, of course, it's all about the client. And so, they come to me and on what they're going to tackle that week. It could be anything. I know I have to sell my house. I got the realtor. I can't seem to pack. I mean, think of the emotion of packing up a house after X number of years, right? I just can't get out of my own way. And so we talk about the feelings associated with that, but what could help? And then what one step could you take to get yourself there? And so in one of my cases, it was, I have 3 linen closets. That would be the easiest thing for me to do. I have old towels I've had for 20 years. I'm going to donate this and donate that. And so I'm available between weekly sessions for encouragement and support. And so even if it's a chunk, you chunk the steps down little by little because it's so natural to get overwhelmed by big change. So week to week with consistent little steps, she makes progress, and the house was packed up because once the energy starts to move, you can look back and go, heck, I waited till the last day before I met with Marcia, but I did pack those.
I did accountability.
Yes, I did do it. I did do it at the end.
Yeah.
And so it's very much about putting something in place, even if it's an emotional thing in place where you're going to make a shift in your emotions, where I'm going to go to the lawyer. Many times, the lawyers, we go to lawyers and then we cry all over them and they're charging by the hour. And the lawyer is very empathetic, but they're saying we gotta make some decisions,
right.
So if it's many times it's, I'm seeing my lawyer, we're going to be talking about custody and I can't believe this and I'm so upset about that. But it's having that discussion before. So you decide how you're going to be in that session, what's going to benefit you the most.
Yep.
So
when do clients typically contact you?
Oh, anytime. And over again. So sometimes in the very beginning, if people know about coaching and they want to put their team in place, it could be in the very beginning. Sometimes it's once the negotiations start. It also can be after. So, the divorce process takes time, but the repercussions go far beyond when the ink is signed on the paper, right? And so sometimes it'll be towards the end, and then someone says, I don't even know who I am. What do I do? To I was divorced and I haven't dated anyone for 25 years. And what do I even do? Mm-hmm. I mean, I was in that position. And so, you know, even that transition is different. Things come up all the time. You know, how do you deal with maybe someone has a child getting married? Maybe there's decisions about taking, you know, doing the college tour. Where are we going to go? And again, friends and family will guide you and be on your side. But a coach will kind of help you understand how do you want to show up for it? Again, it's so easy to be reactive in these situations. And it's just so common for all of us.
And I love that. I don't love that you bring the experience to it, but I feel like that just adds a whole other layer to it. Like,
I wish
you can connect.
I wish I had had some coaching because I think that I stayed stuck emotionally for a long time. And when I look back, I would have had an easier time. Divorce is difficult. It's gut-wrenching. It's a loss. You grieve it. It's sad. There's healing. It's a process. But again, I think if you have someone that's sort of your partner through it, to keep you focused on yourself and what do you really want, it's easier to not stay stuck as long.
And you work with anybody anywhere.
I do.
So if somebody's listening, but they have a friend going through this in another state, you can still work with them.
Yes. The other thing about coaching is, so my sessions are over the phone or video. I can certainly meet with people. That's fine, too. The women I work with really appreciate the phone or video because it's convenient. They can do it from anywhere. It's an hour long, and again, I'm available via text. Mm-hmm. I'm all about technology. I think it's great. In fact, I had a virtual doctor's appointment with a doctor in Boston, which was amazing. It was like a Skype call, and I didn't have to schlep in. And or pay for bargaining. And so the technology really makes it easy to connect with someone. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, if you're someone that needs some sort of coaching, you can pick anybody right from anywhere in the country. And again, it's like, you know, there's a lot of financial planners and lawyers and therapists and coaches. Pick the one that's best for you. I can't harp on that enough. You know, women, we need to listen to our gut inside. If you have a gut feel about somebody, go with it.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be the most successful for you. And so therefore it's wonderful because there are lots and lots of options out there.
If folks want to get in touch with you, how would they do so?
Yep. So I have a website, www. I don't know if you have to put that in anymore to Google. It's Marcia.
I don't think you do.
Right.
I don't know.
Marcia P Coaching. It's MarciaPcoaching.com. And I offer a free discovery session. Again, catapulting on what I said before, you know, you can request a complimentary session on my website so you can get to know me. We can talk. I want to hear about, you know, what some of your goals are, what you're struggling with, and then you can decide whether it's something you want to move forward with, and it's no charge. And it, again, can be phone or video. Or you can give me a call at 978-457-0755. And then we can set something up, or when you request it on my website, you'll get a link to my calendar. So you can schedule something, you know,
really easy.
Convenience. Yeah.
And if you don't have a pen handy and you want Marcia's information, you can always call the chamber too, or go to the chamber website. Thank you so much. This is your first time on the radio.
You were
like a natural.
Thank you.
So that means you have to come back on.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us. We're going to take our final break, and we'll be back with Actors, Inc. You're listening to Chamber Chat on 980 WCAP, where everybody gets it.